Okay. Last few halachas regards to mishloach manos, matanos avyoinim. Chiyuv nashim. Gam hanashim chayavas to mishloach manos, matanos avyoinim. So women are chayav in all the mitzvot hayam. Af hein hoy v'oisaneis. Mishloach manos tishlach isha li'isha ve'ish le'ish. Everything should be done in a tzinius way. So a woman should send to a woman and a man to a man. Av matanos avyoinim yicholim gam isha lishloach le'ish v'chem behepach. When it comes to anim, you don't get to necessarily choose as much as you're choosing friends. It's not an expression of companionship. It's an expression of trying to do chesed for somebody. So for an ish to an isha, isha to an ish, vice versa, it's okay. Ksas nashem soimchus al ba'alehem, shehem shayachim gam bishvilon, ve'eino nachem el tzayish lahachne. So he says that it seems like many married women aren't careful in this mitzvah. To send, well, Mishloach Manos, they're definitely very vigilant in. But when it comes to, yeah, we're Yotzi with their Mishloach Manos, and they're going to be Yotzi with our Matanos Levyayinim. But he says, Yesh Lahachmir, as we'll see, let's go downstairs for a second, three different approaches on how to do this mitzvah for the women. Number 19, L'das ha-machmirin b'zeh, tzarech haba lahaknais l'ishto ha-mishloach manos matanos levyayinim. So it could be that even the Mishloach Manos are not really Yotzi, unless he designates it for them, because kol nasha kansa isha, it belongs to him. So unless he designates and he says, this is for you to send to your friends, so maybe she's not yoytze the mitzvah. Well, she's looking very worried about that. No, I mean, the Mishloach Manos, meaning... Right, okay, so we're going to get to, that's like I can see in your face already. We're going to get to number 21. And there are those who are not medaktik in that he should assign her Mishloach Manos. But that was the das of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch himself. He had said that the women, there are some women who are samech on their husbands. It's not nachon and yesh lahachmir. So yesh lahachmir may mean this. This is the most stringent view, which would be that he should designate for her and to say, this is your kenyan, now go ahead and give it to whoever you like. So in number 20, ayin le'el hara k'doyames, v'dav k'shabal oimer le'ishto shehu sholech b'shvila, but if he's going to act on her behalf, so it could be he doesn't have to say, this is yours, and now go ahead and do with it. He could be the delivery guy, and as long as he says, this is on behalf of my wife, so then you don't have to get into the kinyanim shabai.
Into the man.
Huh?
Into the man.
No, he shouldn't be delivering to a man on behalf of his wife. Right? He just means to say that if he's delivering it to another isha, or if he's handing it to the husband of the wife, he could say, this is on behalf of my wife. So even though she doesn't have the kinyan, the inyan is not that it should be yours, the Torah's kinyanim. It should be that the person who's receiving it should know that it's coming from her. And then that's her mitzvah. That's a little bit better, right? Let's look at number 21. I think this is where you are, Moshe.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, this is where we are. El Sheish Lahachmer. So he says, V'yesh Misha Oimer. She'ish ve'ishtoi shteyem yoytze b'mishloach manos echad de'ishtoi k'gufa. There you go. And I think that's really what we're saying. There's an ishtoi k'gufa, like it says on the baskets, you know, from the Lawrences. You know, it's from all the mishpacha. We're all yoytze tzaman in the mitzvah. The parents, the kids today, you know, the kids have their own mamash, a whole mahalach that they have, like, you know, around town and from here and to there, and their whole avoda, yeah. So maybe they don't want to be included on Mishloach Manos, but when it comes to the husbands and the wives, I think there's something very appropriate, epiponymous to that as well, because the whole kesher between Mordechai and Esther was very unique in that one of the yanim that Haman wanted to do was to separate Mordechai from Esther. Mordechai was the tzaddik ador, and the reason why he started with Mordechai was because Mordechai was the tzaddik ador. Now, it's not always clear who the tzaddik ador is. If you want to know who the tzaddik ador is, like many things, you look for the klipa. The klipa will always tell you who the real tzaddik is. Mordechai was one of them. There were 72 people in the Sanhedrin. So why is he messing with Mordechai out of everybody? The reason is because when it comes to Kedushas HaBiris, there was nobody like Mordechai. Mordechai and his relationship with Esther, it was like, Adam ben Chava Koyd Machet. So Memela, what did he do? He took away Esther from Mordechai. He took away the wife of the Gadol Hador. When you think about the whole story like that, and Mordechai is the Gadol Hador, and somebody comes in and he robs his wife from him. Is it such a musik like that? Same thing with Moshe and Tzipora, without getting into that, you know, how Tzipora was taken away from Moshe. This is all pretty mystic in Yonim. But the fact is that Mordechai...
The
Yeah, no, no, besulos and beulos, every type. Also. Yeah. So he tried to make this period between Kutchabi Chushchinte, Mordechai and Esther, Mordechai, the Tusha of Mordechai and Esther. The Chazal say, Mordechai Yoshev B'Shal Melech, that he came every single day, Ladas to Shalom Esther, to see how Esther was doing. I sat this morning before coming, one of the Mepharshim said, what does it mean, Ladas to Shalom Esther? He says he wanted to see if she needed a psychologist. Mm-hmm. Because she could have gone crazy from being in the house. She was in the house for years. Mama, she used she was there. It could be that she never left. So Mordechai came every single day to see how she was doing, Pashat. See how she was doing. This was his wife. This was his... This is, he invested in, and he was committed to her in the relationship. And Chazal say, she would go to Achashverosh, she would be Toveles, and Chayzer the Chikosh of Mordechai. Whatever that means, that she was still involved in the relationship with Mordechai in B'terach Ishas, that he couldn't be mafred, that yichud between Mordechai and Esther. So there's a certain element of Ishto Kegufo in the Nes itself, when it comes to the mitzvah, she could be expressed that way. But we find also when it comes to Neres Chanukah. When it comes to Neres Chanukah, the women are also Yotzei in the Halakha. So one of the reasons, the ways that, even though women do light, many girls light, but the women doesn't light. And why is that? Because of Ishto Kegufo. There's a certain aspect when it comes to Afhein Haibayi Saneis, means not that they're separate per se. The reason that they express that Afhein is together with their husbands in the mitzvah. That's the greatest expression of the Gili HaYishas.
So he's like a pagam in that? The woman does give, like, if she's, like, one of these...
No, chas v'shalom. It's just, if it's done in that way, against the machmir, because you say, yesh lahachmir, and lo oif lahachmir, and then comes Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, we're samech on Yishtek HaGufa. And everybody is samech on Aruch HaShulchan for Yishtek HaGufa. I never heard of anybody. I'm sure there are many, but, you know, in our circles, I think, certainly, we're handing HaShulch Monos, everybody's doing it just on the family. But I think we're samech on the premise of the Yishtek HaGufa. Same thing from Matan Sebanim. These two things go together.
No, it should be a bracha that everybody. It doesn't make a difference if you do it together or not. But they should feel that togetherness.
The only one, so she says, has to be somebody who says amen to all the brachas.
Very nice.
So she goes with me, but she says somebody has to say amen to the bracha.
Very good.
Because everybody else lights.
Right. Everybody's making the bracha at the same time.
Everybody's making the bracha at the same time.
Nice. Somebody has to say amen. That's very nice.
Is there more of an opinion by children who don't fall into this Ishtar category that they should know that they should give on their own?
Pashtas, yes. Pashtas. Mm.
And there you should for sure be machmet to them, because really,
yeah,
they don't have any type of opinion.
Yeah, I think so.
The household items.
Yeah. But I think once they go into the store and they're buying their own things, or even when they pick it up and they're handing it out, that's already assumed that they're making their own kinyan on it.
You don't have to verbalize
it. Yeah, it's just assumed, like you're doing it the way it's supposed to be. So let's do halacha, moving on to halacha hey. So now we're moving into Simchas Purim, Suda, Mishta, v'chule. Chayavin lecho v'lishtois v'lishmeach b'purim, v'zachiv achilin shti and simcha purim, gam b'leil arba sa yismach v'yar v'ksas b'suda. Even in the night, there's not the ikar mitzvah simcha, not the ikar mitzvah achilu shtia, but there's a miksas simcha on the night as well. U'kishachal moitzei Shabbos, like it does this year. What do you do with the shal shudis? Avshat sorach lasos b'shabbos suda shlishis. So you can't skip that. So don't fill the boich, leave something aside for Sudas Purim. And it can be done a little bit earlier so that you don't feel the COVID.
Why would that be different
with Malav Malka? All you have to do is to eat a kol shu. You don't have to eat that much to be yoytze. But here you have to have a Suda. It's like Sudas, it's like a Sudas Yanta, we'll see. Helpur. But that's not the chiyuv. The ikar suda mitzvasa tzei b'yom. The chsev yemei mishta, yemei yomim. The days themselves are mishta. V'yesh lahadak neiris derech simcha v'yomtiv. Gam k'shayisim suda b'yom. So it doesn't mean to light neiris like yomtiv on the night of, but there should be neiris at the suda. Pipnimis is an inyan, but b'chalal the inyan of lehudim ha'isa ayra, ayra v'simcha. There's an inyan of lights. V'gam b'leil chamisha sar tzarech l'smerach k'tzas. And even on Shushan Purim, meaning going into the night after, there's an inyan of Simcha Shushan Purim as well, even for those outside Yerushalayim. So the Simcha's Purim has to be by day. Gam atana sevenim monos le'reus chichin yas bayoyim. Can't be yoytzi these mitzvahs in the night. Mishum the treaty be mishloach manos oisim mixas hasuid belayla. So since you're busy with mishloach manos and matanas avyonim during the day, the suda usually starts later in the afternoon, and it goes into the nighttime, and that's as we'll see momentarily that's appropriate. In number 26, just take a look quickly. Yesh tzadidu ba'ad hanoyugim lahaschal suda samach leiv ikra suda oisim belayl tasav. We can vouch for those who taka start the suda very late in the afternoon, and the rave of the suda goes into the nighttime, which is shaloi kefi the divi derama, which the Kusar Shulchan Aruch brings here, that the most of the suda should be burned the day. But in pimius, there's such an inyan like that. V'chin har v'gidoy l'mitzadikim ba'armem sheish ribribi haisuda b'leil tasav inyan v'sod gadol. There's a very big inyan to fabring and to have a lot of the suda take place in the night, to go deep into the night. One of the reasons is it's to be makasha the simcha of chutz la'aretz and with Yerushalayim. The Mekesha with Tatsvav and Yodalit. So even though Alpi Iker Hadin, most of the Suda should be by day, and it should go somewhat into the Laila. If you start very late, and it goes deep into the Laila, and the Rav is, Yoyotze, even in a certain sense, Lechatchil Alpi Say. Let's continue upstairs. Mespalu L'mincha Ba'oid Yoyim Gadol V'oisin Es Asuda D'Lacha Mincha. You don't want to get stuck having, drinking something, and then you're like, need a mincha now. Right? The mincha is done before the suda. V'tzichin la'asas l'koponim roiv ha'suda b'yoyim. Again, we saw downstairs, but al pi ikar hadin roiv ha'suda should be by day. V'keshachal b'erev Shabbos, oisin oisa b'shachem mipnei kavod Shabbos. So on year is where Purim falls out on Friday, so the suda is done in the morning. V'toyiv la'asas k'sas b'toyir ha'koyle shemas ha'suda. Based on the Gemara, the Ramah brings this, to begin the suda with the Beitayra. It sets the tone for the suda. Samach ladavar, lahudim haisa aira, and we say aira zutaira, and then simcha v'sasen. But the suda should begin with divrei Torah, especially a suda like this, which can go in so many different directions. It's so important, as you see in number 34. As you see in number 34, where even though it's 34 is late, it's not even in the simin, but he writes v'halach halashan hameiri. And I think Be'er Halacha quotes it. Mikomokum ein onu mitzuvim lishtakur lahafches atzmini b'teicha simcha. It's not a type of a simcha that a person wastes himself. That's not what this is about. Shelo nitzdavinu la simcha shal hoydelus v'shal shtos. Ela b'simcha shal tainug sheyagia mitaycha la'avas Hashem yisbarach v'haydal hanisim shasalana. It should be al hanisim, al haniflois, hayda, avas Hashem. It's very important to me to speak about gedolo shimusha shal tayra yoyser melimuda, right? To observe and to watch tzaddikim and to be in their company. It's greater than, you could read it from today till tomorrow, but unless you experience it and you see it, picture's worth 1,000 words. So I had this chus many times to be by tzaddikim and to see how they conduct themselves. You see the kedusha and you see the tahara and you see the focus, the gevaldik simcha, but at the same time mitoich divrei Torah, mitoich simcha shel achdus v'reis. This is the type of a simcha what the Hashem Yisbaruch wants of us. Yesh oimim sheish lecho mini zeroinim bepurim. To eat zeroinim. Right? Does everybody here eat zeroinim? Right? What is zeroinim? Mm-hmm. Right? So we're going to take a look in 29 in a little bit. Zeichel le zeroinim sheachlu Daniel v'chavir b'bavil v'zeichel le zeroinim sheachlu Esther l'itzug mar v'yishan es narasel l'tav shechil le zeroinim. It's very interesting that because Esther ate zeroinim, the Gemara brings it like in passing, right? Also says she ate kali de chaziri, which is like treifus, right? Nobody's making an Indian out of that. But the fact that she ate Zeroinim, so it becomes a minig Yisrael that we should all eat Zeroinim. Zeicha to what? So the Tsar of Esther. I mean, it goes back to what we said before. We don't even appreciate the type of we talk about Tsar Shechina. Tsar Shechina, what type of... This is the Tzadikas Hadar is captive. She's the highest person in the lowest place. It wasn't like she was comfortable for her in the palace. The last place she would want to be is in the palace of the king. It's not that she had a comfortable life. This is where all of the Tuma in the whole world was in the house of Achashverosh, and that's where she was. It's mamish le'umim v'lo yisuper, what type of a tzar that was. Now, of course, because the Shechina was with her, could be she didn't experience that, but she had to work to achieve such a madrega. But zeche le'tzar, even Tainus Esther, what's Tainus Esther, right? So we learned on Shabbos, Rabbi Yirmi was giving the shir, what Tainus Esther is. Tainus Esther, Pashas of the Mishonim, Tainus Esther, is a zeche for the fact that they fasted in Adar when they went to war against the Amalekim. Because when you go to war against the Moloch, you always fast. When Moshe went to war, fasted. Shaul went to war, he fasted. David went to war, he fasted. Against the Malik, you fast when you go to war. So when you're fasting before Purim, it's because Mechias HaMalik requires a fast. Adam, why is it called Tainus Esther? So it could be Tainus Esther is a zecher to the fast that Esther fasted, which is interesting. Why are we doing that? Why are we fasting Esther's personal fast? But you see, there's an Inyan. What?
It was a Nisan.
It was a Nisan, right? Her fast was a Nisan, wasn't even an Adar. Right? What the Teretz is that there's an Inyan that the Tainus is a Lashon Inui. The Inui of Esther and Malka, we don't appreciate the Inui. The fact that such a tzaddik has suffered so deeply was a schus for Klai Yisrael that we should have Purim. It was the Inui. It was the Inui. That's why it's like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is first we eat and then we fast. And the Zariah says that Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. Except Purim is a Venahapachu, yeah? So it is a Venahapachu. Purim, you fast and then you eat. As opposed to Yom Kippur, where you eat and then you fast. But the two things, just like the Inui of Yom Kippur is a Gevaldik Zach, and the Inui of Yom Kippur, Mamasha. So the Inui of Esther is also Gevaldik. Now, when it comes to Hilchus Tainus, it's not such a Chomer Dika fast because it really has a spirit of a Yontif. But in terms of the Etzem Inui, not to be taken lightly the fact that we do it, it's not like you could just throw it away. No, it's more Smekel fast, Simcha, da da da. No. It's Chashiv. Kafi, how much a person has that Inyan. Vaharaya, you read the Megillah while you're still in a state of Inui, right? You're still fasting and you read the Megillah. Comes to show that La Yehuda Hamisal Ayurvesim Vasasav Yigarm came from the Inui of Esther. If you appreciate the Inui of Esther, you're Zeichet to the Simcha of Purim. Okay, let's continue a little bit more because
what's Iranian?
What? Yeah, what's Iranian? Hey, we don't want to leave you hanging there. So let's make our way there because the Yoshid of Emes is very, very short today, so we're going to go to at least another 9 minutes. So let's go to 22. To eat what? Is this a genuine Suda Siyanta that requires pas? Does it require basar? Take a look at 22. Chiyav achidas pas nechlech kuacharayim. Yesh oimim she'ein chiyav achidas pas bepurim v'yesh oimim she'chayav lechol pas bepurim. So it's a machlokes. Again, the reason why is because Purim is like a quasi yontif. It's like it's really choldik, but it's really a yontif. So where does it stand? So the fact that there's two dais is because Eid of Eid, it really is. But again, as you would expect, so exactly what you would think that we would find here. The Rambam does say basar, and he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan who brings the Rambam who says basar. But I think minigam ha'olam is to have pas, to basar. As Purim goes along, it becomes, you know, more yontav there, because it will be a yontav eventually. So that's kind of the spirit of the other day. No, it's only lecha mishnah. But pas, yeah, especially in pimius is more yontav when it comes to the inyan of pas. We spoke about it a little bit this past Shabbos with the lechem hapanim and pasakum even last week. So pimius is in yontav why you should dafka have pas. 23. Gambalel yadal yismach. What about big de yontif? V'yilbash big de yontif gambalel Purim. Even the night of Purim to wear big de yontif. I'm not going to get involved in coming with costumes to the Megillah reading and so on. You know, whether that's right or not right. Mindset, you see, minigo elam is people do it. But I think that what should be noted is that if a person is wearing the costume, so at some point during the night, it would be nice to wear big de yontif. Sit down for a suit on the night. To wear big day yontif, even in the night, because in the night it's yontif. Mezechel azem ya megillah v'atilbash Esther malchus v'chein Mordechai yatzad b'levush malchus. You see that the nays happened in a way where Esther wore big day malchus and Mordechai wore big day malchus. Just to be melamed zchus on the costume. So even the fact that Esther wore big day malchus and Mordechai wore levush malchus, it's all costumes. That's all customs. It wasn't Jewish clothes. It was Gaiish clothes. But he was dressed up as a king. So
you know he was wearing the big day coat.
That coin. Okay. That's in Pinimius. You know, nobody could see. He wasn't actually wearing the big day coin gadol. It means to say that maybe he was Taka. Mordechai may have been Taka wearing the big day coin gadol. May have been wearing, but Esther certainly was not wearing the big day coin gadol. Maybe she put on an epis something and she hid it. You know, without going into the Oymek Inyanim. But they were wearing costumes. It was costumes. So you see, when there's a yitzia, even when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they dressed up in the begadim of the Mitzrayim. They dressed up in costumes, right? So it could be that even the wearing of the costumes in the night of Purim, that's a bechina of big dayantiv. That is the big dayantiv. It's not the pshat that's not big dayantiv. You're just dressing up like a clown. No, that's the big dayantiv, and that's a zecher l'neis. Okay. Minig amekubolim litzvol be'erek Purim k'moy be'erek haregel. To go to the mikvah in the afternoon before. The yontif is very yontifdik. V'achar kriyas megillah, nacham shimsa bebeis, v'neiris doikos, v'mitum mitzas, that even in the home, It should be Yontav Dik in the sense that we sit down to a Suda, it should be Neiris. You get the idea that the more Yontav it is, the more you're into the spirit of the day.
At night?
Yeah.
So Shabbos this year, you go twice, you go like the morning Shabbos and you go again?
So, it's some would say to go to the mikvah in the afternoon on Shabbos, and some would say once you go...
But that's a hachana for after Shabbos. How do you do that?
It's not mamish hachana. It's not mamish hachana. You can also say that you're going for shalosh shudis, and
you don't usually do it.
But if you don't, yeah, then
could be. I think that it wouldn't fall into that category, especially the tzorich mitzvah. So, but I think many would say that the tefillah that you do erev Shabbos, or certainly in the morning of, if you go to the mikvah in the morning, that could be cover that too. Yeah, have that in mind. Yeah, I think Rav Pinchas Karitzer said that, how could you, when Yontif falls out after Shabbos, how could you think you should need to go to the mikvah? Shabbos is matayu. I mean, Shabbos is your mikvah. You didn't need to go. Rav Pinchas Karitzer, I think.
I like the Shayimtsa, the Vesha Nerasova. Who's doing that? I mean, Shayimtsa? I mean, the women also by the Megillah, and you're not, let's say on Shabbos. Okay, so how are you setting this up?
No, so I think you can light it before you go to shul, and then when you come back, it'll be Nimsa.
More than just having seven candles.
You're right. It could be just a light. But to have lights, you know, light something, candles on the night. Yeah, but you're right. Yimsa sounds like, you know, puff.
Do you do a regular Ma'am Malka?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Suda. I mean, the Suda will be Ma'am Malka.
But it's like Yantif, like you don't... Like a Yantif Suda is not Ma'am. Like if you have a Yantif Suda Matzi Shabbos, it's not...
It's
you don't sing the Nigunim and all the...
Malav Malka. Oh, should you? Yeah. Pasha says that you should still be Malav. Yeah.
I think so.
It's a nice thing. Maybe just, you know, a Zecher or one Zemmer or something like that would be nice. But you know, it's hard to be cognizant of the fact that it's Malav Malka when it's Purim. You know, which is a davar chashuv.
I don't think I've ever done a Suda on Purim night.
No.
No.
Oh. Okay. So that's a shem.
We usually do anyway because you're eating after the fast. So it's
Break
Suda.
The fast.
Yeah. I understand.
Is there any need of...
Never really considered it to be a suda.
No.
It's a little bit of... It's a little bit, yeah. But the shechris of it, there's no way.
Is it any that have one?
Yeah, of course, yeah. The whole day poem is anything to have yayin.
By night also?
But the chiyuv is the suda.
The suda at night, is there...
No, to have a little bit, is, but it's not a chiyuv. Because the suda itself is not a chiyuv. The chiyuv suda is by day, and the chiyuv shti is at... Pashas for the realm is the chiv drinking is at the Suda. Mm-hmm. People who are drinking the whole day and they're like, you know, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Bashas Suda to drink. That's the Ikar Chiv. That's the Ikar Chiv. Okay, so some even, he brings in a minute 24 that some even have milchiks on the night and the night Suda, which is interesting. And
it could be practical, it's easier to digest.
Yeah.
After a fast.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And in 25, we have a few more minutes.
Maybe it's like an Indian Shavuot with Purim.
Yeah, I think he says that, yeah. He may say that. If not, then it's what? Yeah, Hadar Kiblu, yeah. Exactly. So in 25, Oysen mixes Hasuda Balayla. Yeshenagu Lasais Hasuda Vishacharis Davka. So when we're speaking about the Suda by day, so many do the Suda in the morning, meaning as soon after Kriyas HaMegillah, they go home and they do Suda right away. V'chin al-pi Kabbalah tzucha lasa Suda saparam liyos b'shach basav yam v'neres dalkos. So al-pi the Rishash, and he quotes here in the parentheses also for the Minhag HaGra, is that you should go straight from the Megillah to having Suda. I think my Rebbe does that. And that's the Minhag of the Mekabbalim, is to have the Suda in the morning. So whereas al-pi Halacha, the Ramah, it should be done in the afternoon and even go into the night.
They'll go into the night?
No. They'll have a suda in the morning. Many do suda right afterwards, a small suda, and then they'll do another suda later on. Two sudas.
Well, you go farther in the morning.
Right, yeah, I know, but some will do the suda right away. Yeah. Or, you know, to do Mishloach Manos and Matanas Avyonim, you could do that very quickly. Meaning you can bring Manos to Shul, and as soon as Shul is over, you can hand a couple of people Mishloach Manos, and people will be in Shul probably collecting, or you can make a phone call, or you know, send a Zelle, whatever it is, and you can have Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim very quickly. You can go home and meet. Of course, going to be sending much more, hopefully giving much more over the course of the day. But the fact that you're mekayim those, which al pi Kabbalah, they should be done before the Suda. In fact, there's even days that Matanas Avyonim should be done before Mikra Megillah. Because in Kabbalah, you can't really have Mikra Megillah without Matanas Avyonim, the way that it works. So, but the Indian is that you can have those things done before you come to the Suda and then call a Maisif, you know, Hareza Meshubach. We have time because it's going to be a short Yeshet Devyemes. So let's see if we can finish it. What?
What's the order of Matzah Shabbos? Do you make Abdallah when you come home?
When you...
I think we're going to have a break.
We usually have a break.
Is it going to be a break? Yeah, I think it should.
So then you, I'm saying you make Abdallah.
Yeah, then you come. Yeah.
I think Abdallah Marif, you go home, make Abdallah, get Megillus and all this stuff.
Come back. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a half hour, I think. Maybe more.
We haven't had
much of
Shabbos in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever the minute is, we'll do it. Let's see, 26. So we said, Yesh tzadadu ba'an hanoigin lahas. Oh, we did 26. That was going into the night, starting late, yeah. Mm-hmm. So 27 is about Suda on Erev Shabbos, but it's not Erev Shabbos this year, so we'll leave that for now. Let's go to 29. Steve is very anxious. What's Zeronim? He wants to be Mekayim, the Zeronim Behidah Rav. So all the days. So there's three. So any vegetables, carrots, you want to have peas, whatever it is. So that's zeroinim will be vegetables. Kruv is cabbage, right? So he quotes the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zatzal, and saying that having cabbage is kruv. So maybe rice is kruv. V'yishenagu letagin molaisa b'basar v'kitni yazecha l'achilas zeyroinim. To fry molaisa b'basar v'kitni yazecha l'achilas zeyroinim. What's molaisa? I don't know what molaisa is. Molaisa with basar and kitnias. That's called zeyroinim. I'm exactly sure what that is. Quotes the Ben Ish Chai. Sounds like it's some type of a Sephardi dish. Erez, you know what he's talking about? No, okay.
Molasses.
Molasses? Yeah.
But Zeronim is like with many seeds. Right?
So some, it seems that people think that Zeronim is, you know, like peanuts or cashews or almonds, or something like that. But he doesn't even quote that as a day out here.
What do you get, you know, when you have your hamantashen with poppy? So the poppy is a lot of little.
Yeah.
It's not like one thing.
Maybe that's Zeronim. Yeah, could be.
Maybe that's where
that minhag
came from.
Maybe. Take a look at number 30. Also, Zeronim. There's another minhag by the Suda. Kreplach. Yeah, does anybody here have kreplach for us with this poem? Yeah? Kreplach, yeah?
Whenever you clap, yes.
Whenever you?
Clap.
Whenever you clap. In Haman.
Yom Kippur. The Arab Yom Kippur
you had. Mm-hmm. Right, that's right. Kreplach. Kama tamu namu bazem. It's one of the reasons, because it's a hidden yontiv, it's not a gilu yontiv, so the basar is hidden behind the... When he saw the avos hakdoshim, he lost his fuel. Right, the corners, the horns. Right, when we bite them, it's like you're biting off the koyach of Haman and the sitracher. Okay, so we have all of our machalim here. And already 31 will be Wednesday, right? Next. Okay, shkai.
It's not Professor Moore, three corners.